Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting Harvey has halted and is flooding the Texas coast. Tropical storm Harvey spun deeper into Texas and unloaded extraordinary amounts of rain Saturday after the once fearsome hurricane crashed into vulnerable homes and businesses along the coastline in a blow that killed at least two people and injured up to 14. And the rain is not stopping. VOA's Celia Mendoza reports from Houston.
We know that at least for the past 7 hours, we have seen nonstop rain in the city of Houston, which has generated at least over 22 inches of rain. And that could go even higher as the hours go by and the meteorologists are forecasting at least 7 more hours to 8 hours of a straight rain. And this is Tropical Storm Harvey that is stays on top of Houston. The issues that Harvey is generating will stay in this area for the next 3 to 4 days. And that creates even more difficulties for authorities to be able to rescue people and to reestablish electricity, especially in the city of Houston, where at least 55,000, according to official data, are without power as of right now. I'm Celia Mendoza from VOA News from Houston, Texas.
Authorities say rescue attempts continue in Houston for those stranded inside flooded homes and submerged vehicles in the wake of Harvey. Meanwhile, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner continued urging residents via Twitter to shelter in place and stay off rain-swollen highways. This is VOA News. The Iraq military says it has fully liberated Tal Afar's town center from the Islamic State group. Pockets of resistance remain, but the announcement brings Iraqi forces a step closer to taking full control of one of the extremist last strongholds in Iraq. Sunday statement says troops have captured all of the town's neighborhoods, but are heading to Al-Ayadiyah district about 10 kilometers northwest of Tal Afar to pursue a group of militants who fled. Last Sunday, U.S.-backed Iraqi troops launched a multi-pronged operation to retake Tal Afar a month after declaring Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, fully liberated. Tal Afar is about 150 kilometers from Syria's border. Supporters of an Indian guru ended a tense standoff with soldiers Sunday after the Godman was convicted of rape. But authorities are bracing for more trouble on the eve of his sentencing after rioting by devotees left 36 people dead. Thousands of followers of Ram Ramin Singh had congregated in the spiritual headquarters of his sect in the northern state of Haryana over the weekend and refused to leave, despite calls from police and troops to have them disperse. Singh's loyalists had gone on a rampage in many other parts of the state after the court decision on Friday. A curfew imposed in Sirsa, where soldiers patrolled empty streets, was briefly lifted Sunday morning to allow Singh's followers to leave the headquarters as spiritual anthems blared from megaphones. Bangladesh has detained and forcibly returned 90 Rohingya migrants to Myanmar. That just hours after troops from Myanmar on the other side of the border had opened fire on people fleeing the country. Police intercepted a group of 70 Rohingya late Saturday after they crossed the zero-line border zone where Myanmar soldiers earlier fired mortars and machine guns at villagers making the dangerous dash from the northern state of Rakhine into Bangladesh. Lieutenant Colonel Mansurul Hassan Khan is the commanding officer of the Bangladesh Border Guard.
This morning, we have heard a huge number of firing on the other side of the border, including explosion. What I think that's the reason this morning Rohingyas again came down to this side in numbers. They crossed their fences inside Myanmar border and they came near to the zero line. Right now, all of them are waiting in the zero line. They are looking scared. Looks like they are running out of the fear of their life. So that is the situation at the moment in my area.
Thousands of Rohingya have fled toward Bangladesh, but authorities there have refused to let most of them in, with an untold number of people, mainly women and children, stranded along the border. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Good evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English to Africa Voice of America. Thanks for joining us, and I'm Kwame Ofori in Washington.
It's not only unconstitutional, but it is a contradiction of what the president said when he had just come to power, that the Africa's problem are not the people, but the leaders who overstay in power.
A top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian kicks against the ruling party's plan to amend the constitution.
It is very unfortunate, and I think it's just a continuation of the behavior in the past 2 years of the regime to try to crack down on all the voices of criticism against the government.
The Speaker of the Tanzanian National Assembly says the lawmaking body is tired of misbehaving parliamentarians.
As a country, we continue to be very appreciative of the African solidarity we continue to get in terms of responding to our crisis.
And the Sierra Leonean government calls for more international assistance following the recent torrential mudslides. These stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. Parliamentarians from the Ugandan ruling National Resistance Movement, NRM, plan to soon table a measure to amend the constitution. The amendment will seek to remove age limits, which would enable longtime President Yoweri Museveni to run for additional terms. Civil society and opposition groups have kicked against the move. Museveni became president of the East African country on January 29, 1986. Opponents say he should peacefully hand over power when his term expires. Robert Sentamu, popularly called Bobby Wine, a top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian, told me he is determined to resist attempts by the ruling party lawmakers to amend this constitution.
I would say that it's not only unconstitutional, but it is a contradiction of what the president said when he had just come to power, that the Africa's problem are not the people, but the leaders who overstay in power. So I would definitely disagree with it, and I would expect every patriotic Ugandan to disagree with that idea, because that's a dictatorship.
Are you bringing your supporters in your constituency and around the country regarding this debate that the NRM plans to table a constitutional amendment that will enable President Museveni to seek another term?
Yeah, you have seen already people getting rough with their representative because they've tried to table that bill. People on the ground are disagreeing with that because they desperately want change.
What influence are you bringing to this debate in Parliament and across the country?
Well, I know that the NRM has the majority in Parliament, but that is not a guarantee that they'll get what they want. My role is to sensitize the general electorate, the general population, to know the dangers of a leader overstaying in power. And because they are the ultimate decision makers, we are charging them to resist any constitutional amendment so that we can have a chance of a peaceful transition of power. So my focus is on the population and not on the parliament.
Looking at how they are a majority in parliament, why are you so confident that they will not get the parliamentary majority they need to amend the constitution? Why are you so confident?
I am confident because I know that even the NRM members of parliament have brains of their own. They have minds of their own and they know what is good for the country. Well, I know many of them only went into leadership or politics for the money and they are ready to pass anything for as long as they are paid. But I strongly believe that even within the NRM, we have very sober-minded and very patriotic members of parliament and they will disagree with that amendment, just like they disagreed with the Land Amendment Act.
Have you approached any members of the NRM in Parliament since you were voted for and you went to Parliament, talking to them about the need not to do this, amend the Constitution?
Yes, yes. I'm personally trying to lobby as many of my NRM friends as possible. Rejected, and they're responding well. I lobbied them to reject the land amendment bill, and they rejected it even before the president himself. So I will go right ahead to sensitize in a friendly manner my NRM friends who are members of parliament to see that they also see the light and act as their people would love them to act.
As your main job being a musician and a lyricist, are you going to come up with a song soon about this amendment that the NRM seeks?
I don't intend to be confrontational with anybody. Instead, I intend to be persuasive. I want, similarly, the same way that I persuade the general population to reject bad ideas, is the same way I will try to persuade the members of parliament, especially the NRM members of parliament, to see that they reject bad ideas, even if they are coming from within their party.
Are you going to use music as your tool in this persuasion effort?
I will use my music wherever necessary. Wherever my music can play a part to bring positive change, I will use it, because music hits without causing pain.
Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, popularly called Obi Wine, is a top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian. He spoke with Peter Clote from the capital, Kampala. Job Ndugai, the Speaker of the Tanzanian National Assembly, says Parliament is tired of legislators who misbehave in the lawmaking body. He, however, added that Parliament is not mandated to institute punitive action against the misbehaving parliamentarians. The Speaker's remarks received sharp criticisms from opposition and civil society groups, saying his pronouncement is an attempt to silence opponents of the administration who criticize the government. For more reaction, Peter Clote reached Ismail Jusa, spokesperson for the Tanzanian opposition Civic United Front.
While we see it is very unfortunate, and I think it's just a continuation of the behavior in the past 2 years of the regime to try to crack down on all the voices of criticism against the government. What is termed as misbehavior by members of parliament actually is by the members of parliament to stand up and defend people's interests in the parliament. It is when they challenge the government, when the chair of the speaker, that also includes the deputy speaker, is used to try to silence members of parliament from the opposition and to try to kill meaningful debate in the House, and members protest against that. This is what is called misbehavior.
Some Tanzanians are saying members of parliament are adults. They are not children, so you cannot say that they are misbehaving. Although the Speaker of Parliament said the parliament is not mandated to penalize these misbehaving lawmakers, do you share in the assessment that these are men and women of integrity who have been voted for and shouldn't be spoken about like that as if they are children?
Exactly. And actually, if you follow from the example of the region, actually, Tanzanian parliamentarians are far, far more polite because that's the way Tanzania have conducted their affairs. Actually, for example, if you compare to what is happening in Kenya or in Uganda. And to the contrary, actually, what the Speaker and all those responsible for the management of the House have been doing, actually, is to really cause disrepute for the House, because we have never witnessed in the history of Tanzania since independence to see actually armed policemen entering the debating chamber of the House, actually trying to arrest members of parliament while speaking actually on the orders of the Speaker. But also actually whenever an opposition member of parliament rose up to seek any clarification or to raise a point of order, or to raise an issue of a breach of standing orders of the House, actually, these are all never given a chance by the chair. And this is what is calling the problem between the members of parliament and the Speaker and his deputy.
President John Magufuli has said that there should be more prosecution of corrupt public officials, and he called on the state apparatus to investigate thoroughly and prosecute these government officials who have stolen public funds. Do you agree with this assessment?
Well, I think the statement as it is, actually, it's not having any problem as far as it will be taken and implemented, actually, according to the law. The problem is that when such kind of statements are seen as instructions, and therefore people are forced, actually, those who work in the public prosecution or are working, for example, in the judiciary. They see it as like instruction given to them that they should give conviction against those who are brought before them, actually, whether they are really like guilty or not. And this is what is happening in Tanzania right now. Also, actually, we shouldn't see double standards, actually. For example, actually, this very famous case of escrow saga, actually, involving IPTL, the company that is supposed to provide electricity for Tanzania. There's a big scandal in that, actually. You find, actually, that while the beneficiary of this escrow account have been taken to court, those who really approved the payment of such billions of shillings, actually, from the government side have not been taken to court. But also there are some like senior CCM politicians, including the former Attorney General of Tanzania, Andrew Chenge, the former Minister Tibaijuka, who themselves actually got 1.4 billion shillings, each of them, and have not been taken to court. One former minister, William Gelege, actually came out publicly to admit that he took 40 million shillings out of that distribution. He has not been taken to court. The law is applied discriminately against those who are seen as enemies of the regime, and those who are seen actually coming from the ruling party are being protected.
But Mr. Ismail, some Tanzanians are saying the opposition parties have been too timid. Both the CUF, your party, and the Chadema opposition party have been too timid, irrespective of the constitution being violated.
Well, I don't think that we've been timid. Actually, we've been criticizing the government. We've been like vocal. But as you all know, actually, that it has all been like a cat and mouse game here. Actually, that. The number of arrests that have been done against members of parliament from the opposition, whenever actually they try to criticize the government, actually, so many actually. For example, actually, we've got the opposition chief, Honorable Tundu Lissu, who has been arrested almost for 6 times actually in the past few months.
Ismail Jusa is the spokesperson for Tanzanian opposition Civic United Front. He spoke with Peter Kloti from Zanzibar. Officials say the Sierra Leonean government is grateful to the Ghanaian and Nigerian administrations for demonstrating good neighborliness following the recent torrential mudslides. According to the government, the tragedy has left over 500 people dead and over 600 missing. President Ernest Bai Koroma has called on the international community to assist the West African nation grappling with the aftermath of the tragedy. For more about the current situation in Sierra Leone, Peter Kloti reached Abdoulaye Berete, spokesperson for the President Ernest Bai Koroma, at the Emergency Relief Center in the capital, Freetown.
As a country, we continue to be very appreciative of the African solidarity we continue to get in terms of responding to our crisis. And as I'm speaking to you, the Ghanaian government, for instance, just yesterday, apart from the donations they have been giving us, they've also sent us generators. They sent us over 2,000 bags of rice, medical supplies. The same with the Nigerian government. The Nigerian government, of course, using their military flight, they've been coming with particularly various medical supplies, from antibiotics, targeting particularly the young people, so that at the end of the day, the kids there, all of them will be able to support each other. And also, the Qatari government, but so far, the Moroccan government as well has been here.
The president, I heard, is still calling on the international community for help following this disaster that recently happened in Sierra Leone, talking about the flooding and the mudslides that left, you know, hundreds of people dead and many more displaced from their homes.
Absolutely, that is correct. And the reason why we continue to appeal, there is a World Bank assessment in country as well as to undertake a risk assessment. The World Bank, for instance, has agreed that they are going to support us with $500 million within 3 years, and that the existing project that we are on, it is almost totaling to about another $13 million. But for us, though, as a government, the president has been very clear. Whilst we do appreciate all these relief items, we need support also for a permanent relocation of our people. Because year in, year out, governments have been struggling with this challenge of having to address this flood issue.
What will the government do with these flood-prone areas? As you said, this is not the first time it's been happening. What immediate steps will the government take to try to address this problem of residents who illegally put up structures in these flood-prone areas?
Well, the immediate step we are doing now is we are doing a relocation. We are evacuating all the disaster-prone areas, and we've identified two large areas in the west end of the city. That is at a place called Old School at Hill Station and also at Juba Barracks, in the vicinity there. Then the government has started, through support from our partners on locally, to construct two-bedroom houses at a place called Mile 6. But again, the challenge there is, we needed to move on a long-term basis with the provision of affordable housing so that as we relocate people from all the disaster-prone areas, we should be able to put a strategy to decentralize as well as to depopulate the Freetown, which, of course, as a direct result of the war we had in the 90s, we had a population explosion. So this is where we believe coming to the support of Sierra Leone in this dire need. It's one that we wanted. That way, we'll be able to, on a permanent basis, address this issue of flooding as we move on to enforce the law again as a country.
As a people, what have Sierra Leoneans learned? What are the lessons learned in this? And as a government, what are the lessons learned moving forward to try to prevent this from happening next year?
Well, the lessons are two-pronged. We have specialized government agencies that are responsible for the issuance of permits for people to construct houses. Let us enforce the law as a government in a very robust way. Of course, we can do that with compassion. And also, people, Sierra Leoneans, some of us have been to these forested areas. When the guards went there to enforce the law, they were unfortunately lynched and killed, others pelted with stones. But as I said, at this dire need of our trauma, we are not casting any blame or aspersion on anybody. But at the same time, though, we should be able as a nation, the donor community at one point will be fatigued in terms of support. Let us also take the leadership in our country, which President Koroma continues to provide. That way, we'll be able to get it right. That way, we'll be able to move on, particularly when Sierra Leone is a party to the Paris Climate Agreement.
Abdoulaye Berete is a spokesman for the Sierra Leonean president, Ernest Bai Koroma. He spoke with Peter Clote from Freetown. I am Kwame Ofori, handing over to Peter Clote after this break.
And thank you very much, Kwame. A number of factors can go into helping an entrepreneur build a great company. They include a solid business plan, a marketing opportunity, and simple good luck. However, a dedicated mentor can make the crucial difference between failure and success. Viewers Adam Phillips has this report and a US-based mentoring program that connects talented emerging women leaders from all over the world with powerful American women dedicated to mentoring them.
Deep within a U.S. State Department building near the United Nations, 21 women from 15 countries were talking and laughing together and saying bittersweet goodbyes. It was the final hour of this year's four-week Fortune Global Women's Mentoring Partnership. The annual program is co-sponsored by the State Department, along with the Fortune Most Powerful Women Network, an elite group of leaders mostly from the business world, and Vital Voices, a global NGO dedicated to women's empowerment. Chris Miner directs the program for the State Department. She explains to VOA why the State Department promotes international mentorship and why it focuses on women.
The State Department wants to support economic development for men and women around the world to create more stable communities, to provide people in those communities the opportunity to have a job, to feel fulfilled, and this is one way to do that. And we invest in women leaders because we recognize that they are the peace builders in their own communities and that they will go back with the skills and the connections that they've gotten in the U.S. and create opportunities for people in their own communities and offer mentoring programs for women and girls and education for people in their own countries.
Mentee Philomena Maburu is the founder and CEO of Fina Consulting, a successful Nairobi-based technology company. Maburu is passionate about creating opportunities for Kenya's many underemployed technology graduates. She hopes that outsourcing their app-building skills to American companies will help create many jobs.
I don't really know whether what we are selling is going to sell in America. So part of the mentorship was, is what we're offering as a service viable there? And at what price?
Maburu was paired with mentor Amy Lucia, a senior branding executive at Blackbaud. It's a global firm specializing in fundraising and software for nonprofit groups. Lucia put Maburu in touch with the company's outsourcing experts,
so that I could understand what it is that they look for in a vendor, so that I would be able to provide that for my American clients. And most of them spoke hugely to the fact that they like collaboration.
Like Maburu, Shema Kadri of Cairo wants to combine her business skills with her desire to help society. She runs a small independent survey company dedicated to collecting and sharing public opinion data. Her company also trains children in critical thinking. She hoped the mentorship program would help grow her business and even promote democracy in Egypt.
So they were talking to me about mergers and acquisition and how to grasp opportunities in the market, how to use technology, and how we should present ourselves.
Bakadri says the main takeaway for her was about leadership and values, not the technical details of running a business. Her mentor was Deanna Mulligan, president and CEO of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America.
She's a great lady, and she leads by values. For example, people were the focus of the company. Everyone is accountable for getting the business to be successful. So everyone was giving ownership to the company.
Program head Chris Miner says mentoring also offers high-powered American businesswomen a cherished opportunity to help others. This creates a lasting bond with participants.
I see them arrive with great ambitions, and I see them leave with practical advice on how to change their worlds and with these relationships that I know will continue forever. I think there is a goal among women to help each other and to help each other succeed. So there's a lot of giving back even after the program is over.
Examples abound. One company donated fish processing equipment to a Ugandan entrepreneur. Another time, a group of mentors pooled resources to buy a bus for a South African participant to transport the orphans she mentors. "We're all sisters now," said one participant, "and sisterhood is powerful." Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Sudan's maternal mortality rates are among the highest in the world. The Carter Center, which has worked with the Sudanese people since the 1980s to help resolve conflict and prevent diseases, is partnering with the government of Sudan on a five-year plan to improve maternal health care across the country. For VOA, Ian Buer has more from Washington.
In 2015, the last year such numbers were available, Sudan had 311 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births. When compared to 216 per 100,000 live births globally, that ratio is alarming, according to Stephen Blount, the Carter Center's Director of Special Health Projects.
Sudan has among the highest maternal mortality rates in the Eastern Mediterranean region of the World Health Organization. That's the reason that the government of Sudan, in asking the Carter Center to assist them, asked that our assistance focus on increasing the number and increasing the competency of health workers devoted to improving maternal and child health.
The Carter Center, a nonprofit NGO founded by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, is working with Sudan's Federal Ministry of Health and the Qatar Fund for Development on a five-year initiative to increase the skills of healthcare professionals, including midwives, and to update equipment and health protocols in the country. Maternal mortality has improved since 1960, when 744 mothers died out of 100,000 live births in Sudan. Blount says the decline is due in part to increased availability of health care in rural areas.
Another reason that the effort has improved is the availability of treatment, supplies, medications, and so on, are increasingly being focused in the rural areas where the problem is the greatest.
The Carter Center says the goal is to train 265 faculty and 10,000 midwives and community health care workers over the next 5 years.
There are four elements of the project. One is to upgrade and modernize the curriculum for the training of those health workers, one. The second is increasing the skills of local Sudanese instructors in these schools of nursing and midwifery. So a train-the-trainers effort so that they can become more self-reliant in terms of teaching and using more modern pedagogical skills.
Blount says improving the learning environment with updated equipment, as well as monitoring and evaluating the program, are two other elements to the project. Under the Carter Center Initiative, 50 Sudanese healthcare institutions are expected to improve their ability to train future healthcare workers, with the hope that new curriculum will translate into a marked decline in maternal mortality across Sudan. Ayan Bior for VOA News, Washington.
This is The Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clotte, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, music from our African collection, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Juna, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect, a flashback with music from the continent.
Zogaji, akia mungu wapati Silipendwa Mapenzi ya video, hata kutoa kamasi Eti nikinywa maji, na kuona kwenye glasi Silipendwa yeah. Kupiga chabo geto Silipendwa Kono na deto Silipendwa Suche na kapeto Silipendwa Manje ina mobeto Silipendwa Izo ni zama za kale Sambulo mapepe kale Bolingondo molo Silipendwa Tuanga chipolo polo Silipendwa Amagi ya kandoro Silipendwa Simba wa morokoro Silipendwa Tani spati shkari kuru kabisa Silipendwa Ivi upwapi embi dogo latifa Silipendwa Babu tale wapi papa misifa Silipendwa Squeezy party atwenda giki bisa Silipendwa Mpira na pele Silipendwa Tanu na nyerere Silipendwa Ashangedere Silipendwa Alusi mabere Silipendwa Eti uze nyumba weke shimaba Lazimishe ale kukata Sabuni kicherema Silipendwa Mabanda ya sinema Silipendwa Ipumba na mlema Silipendwa Diamondi na wema Silipendwa Oh, izo ni zama za kale Zama za zamani Sambulo mapepe kale Kale yo Nagina sogi dogi Silipendwa Chanali analogi Silipendwa Uviza saibogi Silipendwa Panda meanodi Silipendwa Unani bipungu pigie umeiweka vocha Chano Ule wewe lipe mie umeniona rofa Tena na madada wenye majina Acheni visa Unaita ukale dina Nakwenda tisa Nywele za kichina Pochi za kwazima Sena na betina Bashi te kwa jima Izo ni zama za kame Sambulo mapepe kame Na mitaba chani TV kwa jirani Adira ifani Asari haifani Hiya nini kunichunguza naishi wapi Nala chapate kwa maini ya umakati Kuto kunikali ya chini unakamati Oh ya rabi masikini kunizihaki
Wengine wabeba vyuma na kuna malinda Didi amini dada zilipendwa miuno ya ichi baba zilipendwa domo cha ijabu zilipendwa michezo ya kibaba baba zilipendwa
wale wapiga madili sasa limbaya
zilipendwa
hizi zama za Magufuli siza Jakaya
zilipendwa
ugombi wa Mr. Nice na dudu baya
zilipendwa
vikatuni vya madenge baba ubaya
zilipendwa
mwago mchungu Mr. Bini wapi bambo wale wasamiaji wa melini wase wa ngambo ifiyo kwa Benjamini wa mambo jambo wapete na muaporini vita na rambo nanda mjela jela
zilipendwa
kidali kombolela
zilipendwa
maxi na zembwela
zilipendwa
yumane chana fela zilipendwa
Izo ni zama za kale,
zama za zamani.
Sambulo mepepeka leo.
Kama ndada zilunda
zilipendwa,
alumanzira ndumba
zilipendwa,
simu za dole gumba
zilipendwa,
Johari na kanumba zilipendwa.
Baby, baby, yo, this thing is crazy, yo. I go with senor, all around me, yo. Wonder, 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 it's too late to cry, yo.
Wonder,
my heart beating fast, yo.
Wonder,
all around me, yo. Mama ta, they don't cast. And everywhere I go, now they know me. So Mrs. This, then they call me. All the way from Lagos to Miami, Abu Dhabi, then they feel me. They know say they should love, they drive me crazy. And I'd do anything for my baby, baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you.
Yeah, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Why I feel so good every time I hold you. So good that I got you screaming hallelujah. You don't nobody do you like I do you. Why, baby, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Make me tell you how me live life. Then I wonder why me breathe the sweet life. Cause they look on me and see me sweet smile. But they don't know, say me come from street fights. So make you know, don't make me feel like you know why me. Tell me where you reside when you're honey. Make you give me green light, make you call me. I'll be there by your side. If you give me I go die by down. You know say I done some bow. Now I don't be God by that. So you know go need it all that.
Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh baby, oh for you. Wine, oh wine, oh wine, yeah for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh baby, oh for you. Wine, oh wine, oh wine, yeah for you. You are sexy and you're fine, baby. Bring your body next to mine, baby. Hold me, bubble, waste no time, baby. I'll make your body feel alright to you, yo. Daku, daku, baby, me, yeah. Telling me color rocky, yeah. What you got to that, yo? Make a bad girl be feeling irate.
Drop it!
Surely rage, yeah. I want boo-boo fest, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like King Koja, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ikoro do jay, yeah. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you.
You thought this was a game? We just getting started. DJ Big N. When you're big, you're big, you're big.
Baby, if you leave me, I'll go die, yo. Your body nice, I can't deny, yo. Drunk in love, you make me high. Baby, want to dance with you tonight. God for daddy, don't be shy. You cross my eye and I feel you. Oh my man, no doubt the mania. Feel the vibe, feel the lamba. Feel the music, dance the samba. Let me know what you wanna do, cause my feelings for you is true. Baby girl, you're my baby boo. Spend the rest of my life with you. Don't read me for Tima though. County, county, county though. Tell me where you want to go. Baby girl, I want to know. I saw you the boss my brain box. You the destroy my brain box. I wanna be the one you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you crazy. Come for your loving, I go catch you come. Oh my richer, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go. Love you tender, and you carry go. Light my fire, and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Give you lamba, oh Diana. Cool your temper, oh my sister. My designer, oh Rihanna. Boys don't hammer.
Roses are red and the sky is blue. At a million, all I want is you. If not lie, lie, make a die, king coop. Make big fish swallow me while I can coop. You can ask for team or you can ask Sade. We'll be talking better, we'll be talking about it. Ballin' every day on a Friday. If you ain't talking money, cause she low, got it. All my niggas ballin', all my niggas Pablo. How much you wanna spend, how much you wanna blow? Every day we chat, every day we cry. Now the people call me up, but fed me out. Baby, wine, wine, make your wine go down. Make the boy smile and make the boy no frown. Make the boy happy, make the boy go ah. Make the boy go, make the boy go mad. Baby, now you. Be my superstar, now me be your goon. Baby, now you. Be my baby, now me be your boo. Yeah. Baby, now you. Be my superstar, now me be your goon. Baby, now you. Be my baby, now me be your boo. Yeah.
I wanna be the one you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you crazy. Come for your loving, I go catch you come. All my richer, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go. Love you tender, and you carry go. Light my fire, and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Carry go. Give you lamba, oh Diana. Cool your temper, oh my sister. My designer, oh Rihanna. Boys don't hammer, no capita. Hey, you girl in a the tight up skirt. Love up your body, give you champion belt. Things I do, girl, no man can done. Come in a me life, girl, that time don't come. Boom! I wanna call you my darling. See your beautiful smile in the morning. Hey, sex you good, never boring. Baby, pick up the phone line, I'm calling. I wanna give you where you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you crazy. For your loving, I go catch you come. Oh my richer, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go. Love you tender, and you carry go. Light my fire, and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Carry go. Give you lamba, oh Diana. Cool your temper, oh my sister. My designer. Rihanna, boys don't hammer, no carpenter.
Follow the rhythm with the doctor DJ Shiro come in general. Put it every remix. Follow the rhythm with the singing doctor DJ Shiro number one.
Mother
case. No matter how you stop, boy, you never fall. No matter what they block, you don't move that arm. And no matter how they put you, the general. You don't scare that game international. Don't scare me. We are the leaders, so you cannot lead the way. We can deliver, so you can deliver me. We are the teacher, you can teach away.
What?
I mean, spin at
one.
Double the trouble. Never lose focus, you're looking at the future. Rise up in the money, money, the alarm of your rooster. And nobody call them, you pray up and say you a loser. Never be a loser, now you love, you can maneuver. No matter how you stumble, you never fall. No matter what them talk, you don't move that all. And no matter how they put, you DJ
that in international.
Yes, I am.
The money trouble coming, the double the trouble. Double trouble. It's a shiro coming, the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
The money trouble coming, the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
The money trouble coming, the double the trouble. Serious business, we don't have your drama. I'm a lyrical nuke, could cause you trauma. For the young and old, older, elder, and your grandma. We work it so hard, so we wake up in my pyjama. No matter how you stumble, you never fall. No matter what the talk, you don't move that hand. And no matter how the good with the general. I still stand tall, not afraid at all. Don't scare me. Double trouble coming, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
It's a shiro coming, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble coming, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble coming, double the trouble. We are the leader, so you can only the way. We can deliver, so you can deliver. We are one. I mean, we fear no one. Don't scare me. We are the doctor, you cannot doctor me. We are the teacher, you can teach me. We are one. I mean, spin not smart.
Aromatic
born double the trouble. The Unalam government we double the trouble. Double the trouble. Serious business, we don't have your drama. I'm a lyrical nuclear cook, cause you trauma. For the young and old, older, elder, and your grandma. We work it so hard, so we wake up in my pyjama. No matter how you stumble, you never fall. No matter what the clock, you don't move that hand. And no matter how the good, you the general. Still stand tall, not afraid at all.
Double the trouble,
my love, you said you will be my God. Oh. Now I'm in your presence to have my own portion. You will carry my love, you said you will be my God, Daddy. Now I'm in your presence to have my own portion. You will carry. Looking to the hill.
And that was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoyed the music from Nightline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospect in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. The third of the major elections in Africa in August was held last week. As you may recall, the first was in Rwanda, then in Kenya, and now in Angola. From all accounts, the elections in Angola were conducted peacefully, and furthermore, it was considered being done fairly and equitably. Although we should recall that one of the parties, UNITA, complained that the figures were tampered with, since its own record of the elections differed from that of the Electoral Commission. What it did not say, as it was done in Kenya, was that it had won the elections. It's also, as expected, that the ruling party, MPLA, won the elections. And under those conditions, the next president will be elected by a parliament dominated by the MPLA. So the era of Santos will come to an end after 38 years, although one must say that it is doubtful there would be any major changes. President Dos Santos himself will remain as the leader of the MPLA, and the economic influence of his family will remain strong. What was not expected was the performance of UNITA in the elections. The election results showed that UNITA performed very well, and one wonders what could have happened. It is because of the unpopularity of the MPLA, because we may recall that at the death of Savimbi, the leader and founder of UNITA, UNITA was at a low ebb. You should also recall that Savimbi played a very difficult, some will say dangerous role in Angola during the time of intense Cold War. He aligned himself with the apartheid regime in South Africa and was patronized to some extent by the conservative forces in the West. For example, many Africans were alarmed when former President Reagan of the United States invited Savimbi to the Oval Office at the time he was shunning many of the African leaders. And Savimbi and UNITA compromised themselves after the agreement was signed, and he was in Angola, and he was in Luanda, the capital, and then broke away and resumed fighting. It was at that point many believed, particularly after his death, that UNITA was at an end. But following his death, there was a breakaway from UNITA, and that breakaway is now called the reformed UNITA and participated in the last result. UNITA continued. And if you combine the votes of these two, old UNITA and reformed UNITA, it was really remarkable what an achievement they have made. So we have to see that at times those who are rebel movements could see that there could be a life after that ended the rebellion, although one can say only UNITA has performed so well after the rebellion has come to an end. I thank you.
That was Woman's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of The Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we are on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, managing editor Shaka Saleh, reporter Kwame Ofori, producer Odette Frazier, and our engineer for today, Tiang Wang, we say thanks for joining us. I remember, as the elders say, when even though chickens don't wash, their eggs are still white. I'm your host, Peter Clotte, in Washington. Good evening, Africa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
ISIS has lost about 78% of the territory it once held in Iraq, and its Iraqi capital of Mosul will be liberated on July 10th. Now its false Syrian caliphate Raqqa is being liberated. Already about 58% of the city has been cleared. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk, explained at a recent press conference.
About 6 months ago, ISIS was planning major attacks in Raqqa. They were planning major attacks against the United States, against our partners, and they were doing it in Raqqa using the infrastructure of a major city. Today in Raqqa, ISIS is fighting for every last block and trying to defend blocks that they are about to lose. They are fighting for their own survival. It's a fundamentally transformed situation.
The campaign to seize Raqqa began on June 6th, but it was made possible by an operation that came a few months before. In Syria, when it comes to the campaign against ISIS, we are working primarily with the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's a force of about 50,000. It's about half Arab, half Kurd. They also have never lost a battle, said Special Envoy McGurk. In March, local commanders, seeing an opportunity to surprise the terrorists in Tabqa, dropped behind enemy lines with assistance from the Counter-ISIS Coalition and seized the town, its dam, and airfield. This was very important to close the noose on ISIS, because ISIS was using this area to get personnel and equipment in and out of Raqqa, said Special Envoy McGurk. We saw a lot of ISIS fighters trying to flee, and their defenses in Raqqa began to degrade a little bit. So it was a really critical operation, and it was done because authorities been delegated down to seize opportunities like that. It was a really important moment in this overall campaign. It's ongoing. This will take time, said Special Envoy McGurk. This will be a very difficult battle. And just like Mosul, Raqqa will be liberated.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.